Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Information presented is from internet or other news sources. Always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to Money and Change, right here on the Trim Radio Network. Have you noticed the gas prices lately? Holy cow, they are going higher and higher and higher. And if you have equipment that has diesel, my goodness, it's even more than that. It's even higher out on the West Coast too. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today, how to set up budgets, all kinds of good stuff. But boy, I've got some stuff to go over first, because we always have to talk about the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com. Because if I don't, well, you won't know about us. And if you don't know about us, we've got some good shows. And if you want to do your own show on the Trim Radio Network, all you have to do is contact us. So let's get into that, because all you have to do is really contact us and we'll take it from there and we'll help you out. Whoa, what happened to the page? Holy cow. Talk about multiples. Holy Toledo. That was a shocker and a half. I was hoping to see something else, because that's how I talk about the show. You know, have you had any updates from Microsoft lately? They have totally discombobulated my computer. I don't know about you, but I've had some strange things happening. And let's just see what I've got, because we've got some strange stuff showing up. What in the world is going on here? I just looked at the page. There we are. There's the Fab Four. Michael Bejas, the founder and CEO, Roskella Stefan, the chief operating officer, and all-around good guy and computer guru that's on every Saturday night, 9 to midnight. Then we've got Stu Scheer, and I guess I'm the chief relationship officer responsible for building and maintaining the foundational trust and goodwill necessary for long-term success. And I hope we do have long-term success, because we have some pretty good hosts. You want to check out Victoria Smith. She's the chief marketing officer, and she's responsible for all the marketing activities, brand development, audience growth, and creator acquisition strategies. She has a show every Thursday. But if you need any help with marketing your business, your club, your sorority, your fraternity, whatever, contact Victoria Smith. She's excellent. Trust me, she is excellent. If you have computer problems, whoa, Roskella Stefan is the guy to contact for that. I'll tell you what, he's helped me out at I don't know how many things, and I'm ready to pull my hair out with the latest update from Microsoft. I don't know about you, but I hate to say it, one of these days I'm going to have to look at going to Linux. It's L-I-N-U-X. And I might go to Zorin OS, which is something that kind of intrigues me. If not, I'll go to Linux Mint, the Cinnamon Edition. Lately, Microsoft is really causing a few problems with my computer and some others too. Wow. Well, you know, we have a page. Oh, I wanted to do something else too. Daggone it. I have so many different things I need to talk on, and I can't go back and do things like I used to do them. Really? I have to go ahead and use our Facebook page or our web page and go from there right now, because I get strange things going on in the computer. I mean, some really strange things, and it locks up the computer. and I've got tons of memory. Speaking of memory, we've got shows, and we've got Money and Change. We're live every Sunday at 7 p.m. Now, this last week, I had to play a concert, and we had a good turnout, and we had some really good music for Ohio composers and actors and so forth. It was a great, great show at the Tip Center in Tip City, Ohio. And they even provided the snacks and the treats afterwards. It was great. I mean, anytime I announce that we're playing a concert there, you have to go. You really do. But anyhow, I'm live every Sunday unless I play a concert. We have five more concerts to go. And the next one will come up in June. Fair warning. But we're always on 7 p.m. and every Sunday, and we're going to be live, okay? Life Walk with Christ Got with Michael Bejas. Hey, that's Wednesday at 7 p.m., followed by My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And that's Wednesday at 8 p.m. And if you have noticed lately, we've been talking a lot about different things, things to go on with government. Are they behaving themselves? You know, can we trust them? How about data centers? Can we trust them? And I've had a couple of experts on, and it's been an interesting time. And so we like to have it's kind of like an open forum, laid back discussion. But we have some really good discussion. So you have to stop in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Tell your friends about us. Bring your snacks and your own drink and sit back and chill out. And hopefully you learn something and see some comedy at the same time. Also, we have Victoria Smith's Natural Marketer podcast. She's on Thursdays. We have Offsides College Football Top 25 with Michael Bejas and friends. We have the Positude podcast every Friday at 8 p.m. We have Adventure Waits Around the Bend. That's Saturday at 1 p.m. We have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck at 1:30 p.m. Then we have the Red Pill Reality Show, Saturdays at 9 p.m. until midnight. We have Peter Kling, who's on Thursday evenings, and he is with Revelation. Check his show out. I've known a lot of these people for a long time. They're good people. And then we have Dora Sherry with Let's Talk About It, and she has different guests on. And I'll tell you what, I've known Dora for quite a while, and finally talked her into doing her own show. She's doing good too. We have a blank spot here. So if you want to do your own show, you see this little red dot over the right hand side. All you have to do is click on it and put your name in, the phone number where we can reach you and say, hey, I want to know more about doing my own show. How do I do it? What equipment do I need? Can I advertise? Whatever. Let us know, okay? And all you have to do then is just go down and there's a little blue button here. Send the message. And somebody will get right back to you, okay? Simple thing to do, really. It really is. So if you want to do your own show, hit that red button. Wow, what can you do to help support us? Well, I'll tell you what. And I really haven't mentioned it that much. You know, we're on Rumble. We're also on YouTube. And, you know, if you can go ahead and hit that thumbs up on YouTube and hit that thumbs up on Rumble, that helps our algorithms. It's a big fancy word, but it does. And that way we get more play on YouTube and Rumble. And we've got some really good shows and really good subjects too. So, you know, hit that like button, subscribe to us on Facebook and Rumble. It's free to subscribe, so do it. And it helps us out quite a bit. Otherwise, you can advertise with us, and we have very good rates. And Victoria Smith will get into you or get with you at that point and tell you the rates and everything, but they're very decent rates. And so you can advertise with us, or you can buy the merchandise. Like I've said before, we've got hats, we've got t-shirts, we've got mugs turned the wrong way so you can't see what the thing is. That's Life Walk with Christ God mug. We have the Money and Change t-shirts. We have the travel mugs with handles. We've got the ceramic mugs. We've got the Offsides College Football Top 25 premium decay shirts. We also have the polo shirts. We also have the adult t-shirts. And then we go to the second page, and we have kitty t-shirts. We have mugs, more mugs. We have t-shirts. We have creators' hats, the dad's hats. We've got the round mask pad. We've got the ceramic ornament dangly. We've got the embroidered beanies. And if you have AirPods and you need a case to house them in, buy our case. It's a rubber case for the AirPods. Okay? But that's how you can do it. All you have to do is either buy the merchandise, advertise, or donate. Just contact us, hit that red button, okay? Very easy to do. Hey, I've got a Facebook page. It's called Money and Change / Financially Prepped. And you can take a look at the people that are in our group. If you want to join us, send us an email. I've got people from all over the world. I mean, I've got people in Myanmar, South Africa, Kenya, Europe, North America. Hopefully you know English, because I don't speak too many languages. I'm good on a little bit of German, a tiny bit of French, maybe a little bit of Italian, like ciao. If I have to do Swahili, the only thing I know is jambo and habari. That's it, or yambo and habari. But that's it. But we put a lot of work into the page, because here we have the page for this week with the bowl. And if you click on the comment section, you'll see everything that we're going to talk about here. 10 government benefits for retirees worth checking into. We've got how to create a household budget in 2026. We've got GameStop CEO prepares to take over a takeover bid for eBay. I wonder if they're going to call it eBay. We've got the national debt clock and much more. So you want to check that out. Also, if you want to check into our past editions, they are there. All you have to do, if you want to watch last week's show, for example, just go ahead and click on the Money and Change Financially Prepped YouTube. It'll take you right to last week's show. Okay? 40 restaurant with senior discounts starting at age 50. God, when was that? Jeez, 27 years ago, I guess, for me. Tuesday deposit surprise and a whole bunch of others. Okay. Oh, there I am. Yeah, that's my artificial intelligence, or lack of intelligence, rendering. When I play a concert, that will be up there and the encore edition will be posted. So you know what we do. But anyhow, I've got a lot of different things here. Okay. And you want to check out our videos, because they do contain a lot of information that may help you along the way. Because, you know, when we talk about being financially prepped, we mean being financially prepped. Because in this day and age, I'll tell you what, you have to learn to save money. Things are getting expensive. Costs are going up. I mean, when you take a look at things at I'll call it Wally World, but you know it's Walmart. The prices are changing. And what's interesting is what's coming up with the oil problems that we have. What do they get out of oil? Fertilizer. And the fertilizer prices are going to be going up. So we may not be affected this year, but next year, yeah, we will. And the farmers are already talking about the high cost of diesel fuel. They're talking about the high cost of fertilizer and other things. So we've got problems to look forward to. So if you're not preparing, you're going to be in deep doo-doo, if you know what I mean. Pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Set up that emergency savings account. Buy some long-term food. Be able to preserve water. So if you have it and you can go ahead and purify it, you need something to put it in. And you need to be able to purify that water and store it long term. Make sure you have really good first aid kits and your medications. If you don't have your first aid kit and not one that you would go to Walmart or Costco or any place else. I mean, you really want to look at getting good first aid kits. One place I can recommend is Galls, G-A-L-L-S. They have really good professional grade emergency kits for first aid. It's fantastic. I've been to the store before down in Lexington, Kentucky. And I want to tell you something, it was quite a trip. It was worth the trip to Palumbo Drive. But you want to make sure you have the blue tarps for your roof. What happens if you get a leak? You've got to stop that leak. So you want to use a blue tarp on your roof. The tarps aren't that expensive. You can get them at, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, you probably can get them at Costco, anyplace else, even Menards. So check into that. Make sure you have the right clothing for the season. Do you have batteries for your lights? Do you have backup power? Do you have a GMRS radio? And a lot of people say, well, he always talks about GMRS radios. Well, yeah, I do. Because I'll tell you what, in an emergency and the phones don't work, these radios come in handy. And if you have a license for it from the FCC, it's $35 for a 10-year license. That's $3.50 a year. And anybody in your family can use that radio, the call sign. They have rights to do that. So that means if I want to call across town to a relative, if they have the radio and I have the radio, we can communicate. Also, with this one radio, this is an Ocean 935G Plus, I can call a repeater 35 miles away in Dayton, Ohio. And from that repeater, I can get out 90 miles. And I've talked to people in Wilmington. I've talked to people as far over as Lancaster, Ohio, which is on the other side of Columbus. And Columbus is about 82 to 85 miles away. I've talked to people in Indiana. And I can listen to a lot of local stuff here. These even have FM radios on them, weather radios. I mean, these are great radios. It even has a light. So this is a GMRS radio, okay? If you go and get the bubble wrap type at places like Costco, or Walmart, they're okay, but they're not as good as these. And I'm not just pushing Ocean. There are other brands. TID Radio makes one, a few others. But I want to tell you something. These come in handy when the power goes out, the cell phone towers go down, and your local communication is all messed up, okay? So invest in one. It's an investment. Keep them charged up. Once a month, I go through all of my GMRS radios, and I charge them up. I just make sure that they all have power. I also have a battery backup system where I can plug the radios into that to charge them. So pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, be able to purify and store water. Make sure you have the blue tarp. Make sure you have the first aid kits. Also the clothing for the season, the batteries, the radios. Be prepared. That's all I'm asking. Because if stuff goes south, if you know what I mean, and you're not prepared, don't expect the government to bail you out, because they're not. Social agencies can do so much. You have to be able to handle it yourself. So be prepared, okay? So much for all of that. So what else is going on? Well, we do have some stuff to talk about tonight, and I want to get on with it, because if I don't cover this stuff, we are going to run behind. But you can also check it out on our Facebook page, okay? What's going on? Well, the U.S. debt clock. Remember, I always talk about that. Our debt right now is $39,197,000,000. $359 million in climbing. That's $114,000 and that's a mouthful tonight. $114,045 per citizen, or $357,070 per taxpayer. I don't know about you, but I don't think I could just readily pull out $114,045. And you take a look at what we're getting in taxes, and right now it's $5,448,242,000,000. But look, we've spent $39 trillion. That's not good. They got to learn how to live on a budget, and we got to get going, because we're going to talk about budgets too. Hey, AAA fuel prices. Remember, I was talking about those. If you go to their page, AAA.com. You can take a look at the gas prices, the EV charging prices, the gas cost calculator, any news and top trends. And so right now here in Ohio, we're in the red zone, and we're basically $4.90 a gallon. Well, on one side of town where I live, it's $4.89. On the west end of town where I live, it's $4.99. And I don't know about you, but I've got trips planned. I've got to be in Sydney, Ohio tomorrow, and again later on in the week. I've got a doctor's appointment I have to travel for. I've got band practice tomorrow night, and I have to be in Tip City, Ohio for that. A lot of running around. And at $4.89 a gallon, or $4.99 a gallon, depending on where you go, that gets an expensive travel trip. You know what I mean? And you take a look at what they've got out here in California, $6.10. No wonder people are moving from there. Arizona is $4.74. Texas, $3.89 a gallon. Wow. Almost makes you want to move there. How about Tennessee? $4.22, we'll call it. And then you get into West Virginia, and it's $4.30. But I imagine they could take and use some of that still skill, if you know what I mean, and juice up their gasoline with a little bit of corn alcohol. So you can take a look at the prices, okay? EV charging prices. I don't know if you have an EV car or not, but here you can take a look at it, and you can see for Ohio, charge is, number of charges are 2,877. The cost per kilowatt hour is about, call it 43 cents a kilowatt hour. And then you go out to California, and it's 46.6 cents a kilowatt hour. Now, I have a friend of mine that lives across the street from me. I've known him for quite a while. He has a business, and his diesel trucks and other equipment at $6 a gallon is a real problem. So what does he go to work in? A Tesla. And he plugs it in from his outlet for his dryer, for his washer and dryer setup. And he's been able to save money there. But check out your fuel prices, okay? What's going on with Gas Buddy? And let's see, I think I've got a video on this one, if I can pull it up. Let's see. Now just the different gas prices. And you can see what it is around here. Okay, Cincinnati is 487, Dayton's 494, Columbus is 496, Cleveland's 490, and Toledo is 493. So we have that. But here's the video. Watch this one.
Cost of filling up keeps going up.
Yes, it does. Your line spoke to experts in Gas Buddy about the factors behind this.
Gas price is about $4.83 in Cincinnati, though that doesn't really tell the whole story.
So just earlier today, we were able to speak with experts from the site Gas Buddy about this week's major hike in prices at the pump. So they say that there's a myriad of reasons for the spike, including the fact that there has been a high level of refining issues here in the last couple of days, with the largest refinery in the Midwest suffering from a power outage on Sunday night. Also, the price of oil jumped substantially earlier this week after President Trump signaled that he is preparing for a longer blockade on the Strait of Hormuz than originally anticipated. That sent oil prices up nearly $110 a barrel. So we're not only seeing surges in the price of oil, but also a lot of refining kinks as well. This perfect storm resulting in some of the highest prices we've seen here in Cincinnati since 2022. As for what we can expect next, Gas Buddy experts say that there may be some relief soon, but not to get your hopes up.
Be a little bit of relief over the weekend. We did see the wholesale price of gasoline falling slightly yesterday, and it's down again slightly today. There's been a new peace proposal being reported that Iran offered to the United States. So oil prices are going down a little bit for now. Don't get too excited. You know, the decreases are certainly not going to make up for the huge increases we saw this week. But I do think for now, over the weekend, we could see prices falling by maybe 5 or 10 cents a gallon.
So Gas Buddy experts say that we'll likely have to wait until Saturday or Sunday to see if there's any risk of another spike in prices next week. For now, reporting here in studio, Jordan Valine, Fox 19 Now.
Wow. We'll have to wait and see what happens. Hey, I don't know about you, but I watched a few videos of people that were over in Southeast Asia, specifically in the Philippines, and they were looking at cars, and one of them was a Chinese-made car, a BYD car. And I looked at that, and the car looked really neat. And then they showed a Geely and a Chery. And I'm like, they don't look too bad. But you can't really get them here in the States. Now, Geely actually owns Volvo, that makes Volvo cars in Sweden and trucks. And they're controlling interest for that company. BYD is something fairly new. And I thought, well, you know, if they had one in the US and it got me good gas mileage and it was well built, I might consider it if I could get the parts to fix it. But the US wants to ban Chinese cars and they're already at the gate. And I mean, the Chinese cars are out all around the world. And you just have to look and see how well they are built, how well they run. I read an article where it was posted last year that Geely had a car that could do 80 miles to the gallon. Of course, it only had about 100 horsepower. So, you know, I mean, it looked like a decent car. But like I said, I would want to look at them up close. And from what I saw on the BYD, which stands for Build Your Dream, it looked like a really decent car. It really did. I don't know what else they make. I'll have to look into that. But we don't have any dealerships. Basically, the Chinese automaker, according to this report, has been expanding in Mexico. So you could probably go down to Mexico and get one of their cars at a much cheaper rate instead of paying, $35,000-$45,000, you could get them a lot better rate in Mexico. But then you have a problem bringing them across the border into the U.S. But here you can see an HANEV. It's electro-powered vehicle. And a lot of BYDs are electric cars. So you want to take a look at those. Do your research on it. They would be cheaper than a Tesla. But again, you have to make up your own mind. And if Tesla's prices come down, now I might be able to go and get a Tesla, but I'm going to be limited on distance. I think one of the BYD cars could go 600 miles round trip, according to what they've said. I don't know what the real would be over here, but it's BYD. So you want to check those out. Maybe if they come to the States, they would give General Motors a run for their money and Ford too. So we'll see. Oh, guess what? University of Findlay, we've got graduation. It happened yesterday. And I'll tell you what. They had the doctoral students for the Doctor of Physical Therapy. And I believe these are the students that were doctors of physical therapy. I was looking at their Facebook site because the website that they've got now causes one heck of a problem with what I have. So I just had to use their Facebook site. But you could see the video of what's going on with graduation. They had it inside probably because the weather wasn't too good. Normally they have it out on the front lawn. And he's getting hooded with his doctorate degree in physical therapy. And a big farewell to Dr. Kathy Fell, because Kathy is retiring after 16 years at the University of Findlay. And so she'll be missed because they've done quite a lot there at the University of Findlay. And again, this is the Findlay page. And hey, the girls softball team, first ever Great Midwest Championship for the University of Findlay. We've got the hooding ceremony for graduation and everything else. There's even a video of the arch ceremony where you graduate and walk through the arch. That's a tradition that's been around for a long time. Hey, they're baseball. Number 5 in the Midwest Regional Rankings. Oh, yeah, they even beat Bowling Green State University. And that's a feather in the cap. And there's the new president, okay, Dr. Richard Ludwig from the University of St. Thomas in Houston, Texas. And so Dr. Ludwig will assume duties as of July 1. And Dr. Kathy Fell is going to retire to Texas. It's kind of a Texas connection, isn't it? But anyhow, you can check their page out on Facebook. Just look up the University of Findlay and all the different things that's going on, and you can take a look. Dr. Fell is over here on the right, and she's a soft-spoken but very, very intelligent, very nice lady. But you can check out their Facebook page, okay? University of Findlay, www.findlay.edu. Check them out. Good professors, good school, great students. Wow. How to build your first emergency fund. Yeah, listen to this one.
The car broke down tomorrow. Do you have the cash to fix it without swiping your credit card?
We're helping you get your emergency fund set up right now so that you can avoid the stress of those unpredictable moments.
Unexpected expenses, that happens. A medical bill, a blown tire, also a cracked screen. An emergency fund turns moments of crisis into a manageable inconvenience.
Today, we're going to show you how to start building yours. I'm Sarah. I've been in finance for 12 years.
And hi, my name is Nelson, and I've been in the financial industry for over 6 years. What is an emergency fund?
Great question. An emergency fund is a designated amount of money that you've separated specifically to be used for your unplanned expenses. Think your flat tire fund. It's not something that you should be using for your day-to-day things like your Starbucks runs or your personal bailout money. So with that in mind, how much would you start your emergency savings with?
So here at Fairwinds, We have what is called money milestones. And money milestone number one says keep $1,000 for an emergency, which is the foundation of financial freedom. Now, I'm not saying you're going to automatically start with $1,000. I don't know too many people that can put money away like that. No, you want to gradually get there. Budgeting is a great way to go ahead and get to that $1,000, put money aside, starting a budget, just be extremely disciplined. So now we got $1,000. Where do I keep this money? Where do I put it?
You should really keep it in a designated savings account, separate from your checking account, separate from your regular expenses. You want this to be something that's not easily accessible to you so that you're not likely to reach for it when you don't need to. So we recommend either labeling it, hiding it in your online banking if you have to, a combination of the two, whatever we need to do to make sure that you only access it when you really need to. You told me how much to fund your savings account with, but how would you fund it?
Okay, that's a very good question. And I alluded to it earlier. I think one of the pillars of this is budgeting.
You're going to have to budget. And I'll tell you what, this is what's been going on with YouTube. I don't know about you, but you get the circle of death. And that comes up. And I'm struggling with it. And I don't know where to go with it. YouTube is doing all kinds of different things, throwing in advertisements and everything else. Let's see what I can do here. All right. From memory, I'm going to have to do this, I believe. Because we're getting in that circle of death. Okay, what you're going to have to do. And we'll just take care of that real quick here. What you have to do is take some money that you can put aside every week or every month, whether it's $50, $100, $150, even $10, but put it away each week. And then at the end of the month, you have maybe $40 or $50. And you put that in a special envelope and add to it the next week. That's like the Dave Ramsey method. And you go ahead and do that. And then after a while, this all builds up, and then you can have a separate banking account for that matter. But sometimes you can't have a banking account where you store this stuff because you need it now, and you can't just go to the bank all the time on a Sunday or whatever and take it out. So what you need to do is keep a little bit at home. Now, with the way things are doing and going economically, just some simple advice. Keep a secret stash at home. If I need an emergency account, I know where I have money placed. And I had a big shocker. I blew a hole in a tire the size of a fist a few weeks ago. I had the money to go repair it. I had the money to pay for the AAA. But I could pull that money out now. I didn't have to wait on the bank or anything like that. And then if I used it, then I replenished it. But I had that on hand. That's a big thing. So every week, put enough aside in an envelope. Make sure you have that envelope away where nobody knows where it's at, except you, in a secure place. And then all you do is when you need it, take it out and it's available. Then if you want to build it up to $1,000, and that's the minimum accepted, you can go ahead and build it up to $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 over a period of time. Just make sure it's in a secure, safe place and that you can get to it when you need to. Let's just say, for example, the bank's closed. There's a bank holiday. You can't use the banks for a week. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, and you need money to pay bills, that's your emergency fund. You can do that. Make sure that you stock up on food. Make sure you stock up on water. Okay? That's why I talk about being prepped and saving money. Well, let's see what else we can talk about here, because I hate that that circle of death showed up. If I can figure that one out and get that straightened around, I will gladly do that for you without any problems. Okay. Take control of your budget today and take charge of your future. This is the NESC Credit Union. Okay. And you can take a look at this whole thing, taking control of your money, why a household budget matters. You can achieve financial security, peace of mind, goal clarity, and prevent overspending. Here's the trick. Spend beneath your means. You don't need to go out to maybe Outback or Texas Roadhouse all the time. You can eat at home and save the amount of money. You know, you want to calculate your net income after taxes and everything else is taken out. What's the bottom line? List all the reliable income sources. Use a notebook, spreadsheet, or a budgeting tool to track your monthly totals. Then track your expenses. What are your fixed costs? Your rents, your mortgage, your car payment, your insurance. What's the variable? Groceries, transportation, and utilities. And transportation is going to be a big variable cost for probably the next few months. Irregular costs, medical bills, auto repairs, gifts. You have graduation gifts, right? And building your budgets. You know, 50% needs for housing, utilities, and groceries. 30% for what you want would be dining out or entertainment. And 20% for savings and debt repayment. What I would end up doing is saying, okay, 50% of what you take in, your monthly income, you're going to use it for housing, utilities, and groceries. Okay? The 30%, the dining out and entertainment, I would change that total and I would make it 20% on the wants, dining out and entertainment, and probably eliminate entertainment and just go to things that are streamed online. And then take that extra percentage and make 30% savings and debt repayment. Just a thought, okay? You can change those percentages any way you want. But at least 50% of it needs to go to housing, utilities, and groceries, okay? Plan for emergencies. Keep it separate from everyday spending. They suggest that you have 3 to 6 months of essential expenses. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck, and you can't do that. I know it's going to be tough, but if you live beneath your means, you can afford anything, okay? Staying on track, review. Start a new year right off with a fresh look. Review periodically to ensure everything still works. Make adjustments. Cut unnecessary expenses when possible. Do you need that extra latte? Yes or no? Okay. So, see all your finances in one spot. Automatic spending categories, you want to track that. Smart budgeting tools. Hey, this link is down in the comment section. So you want to check into that, okay? Wow, GameStop CEO prepares to take over bid for eBay. And this came out in Zero Hedge, and this was today, Sunday. It said 3 months ago, billionaire Ryan Cohen, the CEO of GameStop, told the Wall Street Journal he was eyeing a major acquisition. And that acquisition was going to be eBay. A lot of people use eBay for new and used electronics or whatever, okay? So look forward to that in the future. What else is going on? Oh, yes, we have another video.
President Trump has signed an executive order that expands access to retirement accounts. The order aims to make it easier for workers who don't have access to employer-based plans to open a retirement account through a federal platform. Now, Jennifer Schonberger has been following that story. Jen.
Hey there, Josh. That's right. President Trump signed an executive order this week to expand access to retirement accounts for Americans who don't have 401ks. This is expected to be a game changer for so-called gig workers like Uber drivers and others who don't have employer-sponsored 401k plans. Now, under this plan, the federal government will offer up to a match of $1,000 every year for lower and middle income workers who contribute income to those funds. These plans will be set up by Treasury under TrumpIRA.gov and will be available starting January 1st, 2027. This coming as the Trump administration wraps up Financial Literacy Month. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, a longtime proponent of financial literacy, who has been promoting financial literacy throughout the month of April, capped it off by welcoming more than 50 students from across the Washington, D.C. area for Financial Literacy Fair at the Treasury with partners including Robinhood and Financial Investments. The focus on budgeting, saving, and planning. Which comes after the administration earlier this year launched the Children's Savings Plan and tool known as the Trump Accounts. Treasury has set up mymoney.gov to offer educational tools to help people learn, save, budget, and invest. Secretary Bessent saying financial literacy is a necessity and Treasury's goal is to help Americans make informed financial decisions.
Yeah. Well, what's the next one we've got going on here?
Build wealth through a lot of different ways, stocks, entrepreneurship, and real estate. And I wanted to get your take on that to start. Real estate. You look at the real estate market right now. Do you see it as strong, as resilient, as a good time for investors to get in?
Right. It's a really good question because it could be very tricky, especially given the fact that interest rates are kind of settling down a little bit. But you have to really pay attention, as in particular when you look at residential properties, you got to look at inventories. You know, the national inventories of residential real estate is about 4.1 months of supply, meaning that it's going to take 4 months to exhaust existing supply of real estate. Well, there's a rule of thumb that if the supply is less than 6 months, it's kind of a seller's market. But if you're between 6 and 7 months, it's kind of a balanced market. When it's over 7 months of supply, it's a buyer's market. So we're really in a seller's market at 4 months of supply. I think that on the residential side, there's reason for pause, even though interest rates are really, really low. You know the old saying that you make money when you buy, you realize it when you sell. So it's important to buy real estate right. On the commercial side, we're talking about multifamilies and office buildings and retail properties. It's always about the cap rate. It's all about what we call the net operating income over sales price, the annual net operating income over sales price. When you have a cap rate of commercial properties are selling about 8% cap rate, which is not a great cap rate. And that's why commercial office space kind of lags. Mm-hmm. So it's really about, can you get a property at a really good cap rate? Can you get a decent return on your investment for your properties? I like that 7 or 8% return on my investment, or else I'd rather go buy a dividend stock.
If I was a viewer and I was watching this right now, Cedric, maybe I'm just starting to get curious about real estate investing. Just starting to get curious. Any kind of just basic tips and tricks, advice you'd offer?
Well, I think first of all, you want to buy right. That's the first thing I would say. You want to buy a property and you know that you're getting a really, really fair price. And so you have to look at comparables. You have to constantly be doing your research to understand what houses in this particular region sold for historically to know whether or not you're getting a good price or not. Because like I said before, you make money in real estate when you buy right. Too often people are buying when they can, and they end up buying wrong, and then they hit the wrong side of the market and they have to unload it and potentially lose money. So, you know, according to our good friend Warren Buffett, you never want to lose money. That's rule number one.
That's right. You never want to lose money. Hey, on precious metals, I always talk about, you know, pay down your debt, put your money aside and everything else, right? But if you have money left over and you want to use it as a hedge against calamity, I don't care if you use silver.com or apmex.com, and there are a bunch of others. Just make sure that they are reputable. That's all I want you to do is make sure that they are reputable. Right now, gold is $4,629.98 an ounce. It's down $9.40. Silver is at $76.10. It's up $1.63. If you remember, silver a few months ago was up to like about $90 an ounce, and then it bottomed out, and now it's starting to go back up again. And people say, well, when would you buy it? I would get it for as low as I could possibly get it. Buy low, sell high. That's what you remember. Gold, I think that's out of the reach of a lot of people. If you wanted to take a look at buying gold, a tenth of an ounce of gold right now would be probably about, my guess would be about $470 or $480 for a tenth of an ounce. Now, had you bought that probably 5-6 years ago, it would have been a heck of a lot less. The reason why it's going up is people invest in precious metals to hedge on calamities. So if you bought a tenth of an ounce, and I'm just going to say hypothetically, at maybe $100 an ounce 10 years ago, well, now you would have made an extra $362 an ounce for an ounce of gold or more, actually more. You take a look at silver, $76.10. It was as high as 90. I think when I bought my silver, and I don't have very much, but I know that when I bought it, it was $15.60. So it's worth some money now. And so it's appreciated. Even if you bought platinum, it's a hedge against calamity. Just do your own research. And if you have the money to invest, then go ahead and do so. If you need, if you don't need to eat, or you've got plenty of funds to do that with, you might have extra money and you want to do this, go ahead and get in precious metals and you'll be fine. Palladium, don't buy that. It's used in manufacturing and the source is only in Russia. You're looking at gold, silver, and platinum, okay? And that's just one thing. You know, people always ask me about radios. And I talk about buy2wayradios.com and others. And you say, well, gee, what kind of radios do you suggest? Well, I suggest GMRS radios because you don't have to take a test for it. And if you go to buy2wayradios, they have all different types of business radios, consumer radios, whatever. They really do. The service has been really good. I never had any problems with them. They've got airband radios, amateur radios for hams, CB radios, handheld radios, multiband packs or multi-packs, FRS radios, and those are the small ones that only get maybe a mile at the most. Okay, I like to call them kitty radios because they don't go very far. Okay. And it goes all the way on over weather radios. They have those, and those are good things to have. So if you click on weather radios and you want to take a look at whatever, okay, weather radios here, they have 8 different varieties of weather radios with the cranks, the plug-ins, whatever. You know, personally, I have 2 of them that are weather radios specifically. But if you want GMRS radios, hey, remember, $3.50 a year for a license. That's a pretty good deal. They have the Baofengs. They have the Oceans. They have others, okay? I prefer, it's just my preference, the Ocean radios. They're high quality, and they get really good range with a Nagoya 771G antenna. They have repeaters. They have things to put in Jeeps or even your own car. So, you know, just check them out. One other thing before we call it quits. I was in Cincinnati and I had to take a friend down for a hospital visit. And every time I'm in Cincinnati, I always stop off at Izzy's Deli. It's Izzy Cadet's Deli. They have, I believe, 5 or 6 outlets in the Cincinnati area. And when I worked in Cincinnati, we would go to Izzy's at least once a week. Why? Because the sandwiches were fantastic. They even had kosher dill pickles on the table when you got there. And they had potato pancakes, came with all of the sandwiches. And those were fantastic, especially when they're right out of the fryer. Oh man, they are delicious. Well, anyhow, I found out that they had a Facebook page. And when I was coming back from the hospital trip, I was on I-270 and I was close to Winton Road exit. And I thought, I know there's one there. I'm going to pull in and get something to eat. And so I pulled in with my friend. We went in there, and they remember us because we're in there all the time. Every time we're in Cincinnati, it's always Winton Road. And that's kind of like in the north, kind of northwest end of Cincinnati. And I'll tell you what, we went there. We had a good time. Food was great. I can't say enough about it, because it's a fun place. It really is. Great people, great staff, and the food is fantastic. Whether or not you're going to have the corned beef sandwiches, the pastrami sandwiches, whatever. They even have hamburgers, okay? And I'll tell you what, they had a cod sandwich, which was fantastic. And that was over Lent. But I'll tell you what, the food was good. They have their pickles and so forth. And they have ridiculous looking sandwiches. Okay, they are big sandwiches. I mean, you don't go away empty. And they do have a Facebook page. Check them out. Here's the potato latkes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's heaven. That is heaven. And mustard on the side is fantastic, okay? Check them out. Check the Facebook page out. This is the first I've seen. Now, there's Izzy. This was Izzy, okay? And they always put on one heck of a show.
Hurry back. We got rent to pay.
That's right. And there's a sign in the front. Hurry back. We have rent to pay. And this was down on the, I believe this was Plum address over by WLW, and they used to talk about all the funny stuff that went on there. Check them out when you're in Cincinnati. Izzy Cadets, better known as Izzy's Deli. Okay, really check them out. Excellent food and great desserts too. Okay, a lot of good stuff. Hey, with that, guys, I think we got to call it quits. You know why? Because we're going to run out of time. So with that, pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, be able to purify and store water at least 3 gallons per person per day. I know they used to say 1 gallon per person per day. No, it's 3. Make sure you have a good first aid kit. Make sure you got plenty of batteries and flashlights. Make sure you got the blue tarps for your roof. Make sure you got the clothing for the seasons. Make sure you have your GMRS radios. Good first aid kit. Make sure you have your medicines too. Okay. And with that, guys, that's all I've got this week. See us live Wednesday on My World. See ya.